Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Tell you, down in North Carolina, a man named Andrew Brown Jr. was recently shot five times and killed by the police. Here are the facts. They went to his house, a whole bunch of them, in an SUV, and he was shot and killed 4 seconds after they arrived. 4 seconds. Shot four times, incapacitated, and then a kill shot to the back of his head. Somebody stuck a gun into the car and just polished him off of the back of the head. Unarmed at the time. You know, enough's enough. This has happened a lot, even since the George Floyd verdict, the Chauvin trial verdict. The fact is that state prosecutors are not going to adequately prosecute these cases. It took a lot for Minnesota to do it. Guy strangled George Floyd on tape for 8 or 9 minutes. And even that, people are going, oh, well, you know, maybe we need a lot of evidence about this. Andrew Brown Jr., North Carolina, shot five times, kill shot to the back of the head, all 4 seconds after the police arrived. You know, a couple of things. I've talked about this a lot. We're going to continue to talk about it and talk about police reform. It's not just training. It's the culture of policing has to change. The police do not have a right to simply kill people. They simply don't have that right. When I was at the University of Wisconsin Law School, one of my teachers there was Herman Goldstein, an eminent professor of policing, criminal law science. He had been the advisor to the Chicago Police Department back in the 60s. And he told me one time that an officer came up to him, a very nice guy, and said, you know, we, the police, are the only agency of government that has the right to execute somebody without a hearing and without due process. That mentality has got to stop. Any officer can escalate and create a circumstance where he can say he feared for his safety. He can go up and punch somebody, slap somebody, push a schizophrenic. Lately, what they've been doing is, if the guy's in a car, he says, I was afraid he'd ram me. Well, is there any evidence he was going to ram? No, there wasn't. Florida, they shot two teenagers, claimed that they were driving at them. The video showed that the car was inching away. Officers have got to be made clear that if you kill an unarmed person and you're not in danger, you will be prosecuted and you will certainly lose your job. And the police chief who supervises you will lose his job. Unless it's a rebuttable presumption, unless the police chief can show that he trained everybody in what they should do and that he meant it, he didn't go wink, wink, and that the officer involved genuinely thought and reasonably thought, had reasonable reason to believe that he was in some kind of danger. That can be somebody pulling out a water pistol. That can be somebody coming at him and with some kind of a weapon, that kind of thing. But even then, you know, five times with a kill shot to the back of the head. Jacob Blake, what, 7 or 8 times? No state prosecutor is going to prosecute for the paralyzing of Jacob Blake. It's also going to require an agency in the federal government, the U.S. attorneys, going to have backup from the attorney general, who will look at these things and make an independent decision whether to prosecute with prosecutors who aren't subject to election. And police unions have got to be restricted to bargaining over wages and benefits, health care, that kind of thing. They cannot slow down enforcement of criminal laws in aldermanic districts where they don't like the aldermen. They can't give speeches attacking the mayor, the police and fire commission, and the common council who supervise them, try to destabilize them. It'd be like soldiers in the army, sailors in the Navy, holding press conferences, attacking the admirals and the generals, saying, no, we don't feel like going on that ship, that direction, and then undermine. You can't have that. It's got to stop. It's not very difficult. That's what we need, and we need it very soon. Andrew Brown Jr. was executed in North Carolina. Now, censorship at Simon & Schuster. I'm going to throw this topic out. It's a very interesting topic. But increasingly, there's the issue of, and everybody listening to this is going to have a different opinion on this, but Simon & Schuster is one of the largest publishers of books. Amazon, by the way, distributes 80% of books in this country, 80% of books in this country. Simon & Schuster was signed a contract with Josh Hawley, whom I don't like. He's the guy that voted against the Asian hate resolution. So 94-1, he was the only guy. He's the guy that gave a fist bump towards the insurrectionists. Bad guy, very, very bad guy. He wrote a book. Simon Schuster signed a contract to publish it. Then they said, we're not going to publish it. A lot of our employees don't want to publish it. They've now signed a contract with Mike Pence. Their employees said, we don't want to do that for Mike Pence. They're considering one with Kellyanne Conway. Employees are not going to want to do that either. Amazon has refused to carry a book in which somebody is a scholar, talks about the issue of transgender surgery and medical care for preteens. Controversial subject. He comes down on a conservative point of view. They won't carry the book. They will not carry the book on anything that they consider is somehow not woke. Now, here's the First Amendment issue, the antitrust issue, and the real issue. The real issue is that the First Amendment, as you know, provides for freedom of speech. So Josh Hawley, Mike Pence, Kellyanne Conway, the guy that wrote the transgender book, should have the right to publish whatever they want. And they do. There are many publishers, many, many publishers, many publishers. They can get another publisher, a more conservative publisher. They can self-publish it. They are not being restricted. I think that something like somebody like Simon & Schuster, and the question is, what happens when Trump writes a book? Are they going to carry that? He's a former president. My own view is, if I were on the editorial board of Simon & Schuster, I would say I would carry these books and let the public decide. But Simon & Schuster has decided not to, at least with Josh Hawley and maybe now with Mike Pence. Okay, that is their right. There are many, many other printing presses. So it is not censorship. And the other thing to keep in mind is the First Amendment doesn't apply to private parties, to individuals, to companies. It only applies to the U.S. government. So a private party can say, no, I'm not going to publish that. And they have their First Amendment rights too. However, Amazon controls 80% of the publishing market in terms of distribution, 80%. That is a monopoly. And it's a very dangerous thing when somebody has a monopoly and you can say, oh, well, I like Devil Radio. I agree with Amazon. This is great. The day will come when somebody will buy Amazon. Rupert Murdoch will buy Amazon. Or somebody like that will start their own, and then they'll censor on the other side. They have a First Amendment right to do it. They're not the government, but they have a monopoly. And I think that the antitrust law should be applied against Amazon. They should be applied against Facebook, for that matter. And just like we did against AT&T and broke up the phone companies in the 1980s, which has resulted in a lot of phone companies, better pricing and competition. You should not have somebody who controls the distribution of 80% of the books in this country. The other thing is, you take something like Adolf Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, My Struggle, it's in German, Mein Kampf. At least in the 1960s, maybe now, I remember, Mein Kampf was an assigned text in some political science courses. So take political science, a certain kind of course, and you read Mein Kampf. Now, most professors would say, look, this is a sick guy, but this is what he was saying back in the 1920s, directly led to his taking over Germany in the 30s, then to the Second World War and the Holocaust. It is historically important and significant. I don't think you have somebody read it, obviously, in grade school or high school. Maybe you don't read it freshman year in college. Maybe you do. But at some point, some scholar is going to have to read this. Should that be distributed on Amazon? This is the question. So bottom line, just so you are aware of the background of this, Simon & Schuster won't publish Josh Hawley. may not publish Mike Pence. They're considering it. Who knows about Kellyanne Conway? What about Trump? And all of these would be books I wouldn't buy and I wouldn't trust. I get it. Okay. But somebody else would. And let's let it all hang out, in my view. However, the First Amendment does not require Simon & Schuster to do it. These people go to another publisher, maybe not as prestigious. Okay, so what? Self-publish it. They can get it out. They can get it out. Amazon's a different story, not because of the First Amendment, because of antitrust. Monopoly. Monopolies are illegal. Teddy Roosevelt stood up. He was the trust buster. They called monopolies trusts in those days. He was a trust buster. He went after Standard Oil, broke it up. We broke up the phone companies in the 80s. We are going to have to break up Amazon and Facebook. They have too much power. Anybody that controls the distribution of 80% of the books in this country has too much power. It's a monopoly. Break it up. I believe that Amazon should carry virtually all books, virtually all books. I suppose there are books of, I could think of one where, especially because the First Amendment doesn't apply to them, they go, okay, yeah, I'm not going to do that one. But if they're no longer a monopoly, it doesn't matter. The other people can self-publish it, or they can find another publisher or distributor. So that's an important issue. It's an issue. It's not censorship. It's not the U.S. government. If the U.S. government said you can't publish Josh Hawley's book, that would be a violation of the First Amendment. You can't do that. But a private printing company can do whatever they want, as long as they're not a monopoly. And Josh Hawley's going to have to go find somewhere else to publish his book. Same with Mike Pence if they pull the chain on him. But I personally think if I were with Simon & Schuster, it's an anti-intellectual thing to do. Amazon, a different story. Can't have monopolies. You can't have one entity chewing up 80%, controlling 80% of the distribution of books in this country. Fortunately, a lot of people get their ideas on social media. They get them on Netflix, they get them on the news, and there's a lot of diverse areas there, but you can't have monopolies. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.